Democrat Carl Dean is banking on Medicaid expansion as his winning issue in Tennessee's race for governor, while Republican Bill Lee claims the plan would be detrimental. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the opposing views represent the starkest divide between the candidates.
Democrats say as many as 300,000 people would be covered if Tennessee expanded Medicaid, but businessman Bill Lee of Franklin sees pitfalls.
Expanding a broken, flawed system by taking federal money and moving something down the road that is fundamentally flawed, I believe, is a mistake for Tennessee.
Lee says he has a different plan, though he hasn't proposed anything concrete. He talks broadly about incentivizing patients to care for their health in the least costly way. The Dean campaign, by contrast, is running negative ads highlighting Lee's opposition. Dean even flew in the former Democratic governor of Virginia for a roundtable to show that a Republican legislature can be convinced. Some supporters warn that the focus could backfire, scaring off moderate GOP voters. Dean put stock in a poll from earlier this year that found nearly two-thirds of Tennesseans support expansion.
I don't think it scares people. I think that people just need to understand the ramifications of the decision that was made not to do what Governor Haslam wanted us to do, expand Medicaid, and that has hurt us, and now we need to do something to change that.
The former Nashville mayor often reminds audiences that his opponent's position conflicts with the current Republican governor. And Dean predicts more damage is looming. 10 communities have lost their only hospital in recent years when Medicaid expansion could have propped them up.
It was definitely a wake-up call in 2014.
Bill Rawls is the mayor of Brownsville in West Tennessee, where the hospital was already struggling because of economic conditions. He says the closure was an eye-opener, even for conservatives now learning how hard it is to recruit jobs without a hospital. But the hatred of Obamacare dies hard. Rawls imagines someone in dire straits, uninsured at the hospital door, still turning down coverage.
People want the Affordable Health Care Act, but they don't want Obamacare.
The branding problem persists, even among those who would benefit. And Rawls admits it's unlikely that his or any other closed hospital would revive, but he says Medicaid expansion could at least support whatever replaces shuttered rural hospitals. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.